Joining me this afternoon is Nev from Hand of Dimes.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Caught a bit of the set. It's always one of those things you do in press.
Yeah.
Running around and...
No, I understand.
And it's the first time I've had a chance to catch any of your stuff.
Okay.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
So we were saying, what are they like? Because I wanted to see them. And I went, they were just really, really good.
I'll do.
Because I find a lot of, you'll say it in press, and they want to say, oh, it sounds like such and such.
They want to make a connection with someone, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like doing that. Mm. I just go, well, I like it because it's this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And it's good because, not, oh, it's good because it sounds like somebody else I used to love.
I did it
last year with Toby from Little Angels.
Right,
Wayward Sons. And I said, you know, the thing that got me with that was that it's how I would imagine the Angels would have sounded now.
It's not then, it's now.
Would you say that's what you guys are trying to do with Hand of Dimes? You're not trying to do what you did in the past, and this is how we are.
What's really, really important is not to try to do with that at all, you know. I mean, it really comes down to the songs you write in. Mm. I think Neil and I write quite instinctively, you know. We have our influences, we're very honest about our influences, and I think that's the way we've written these songs, you know. It is about the material at the end of the day. If you can write a half decent tune that people can either get or tap their foot to or sing along to, that takes a bit of effort. And writing a lot of bad stuff as well to get to the good stuff. But I mean, it really has got to come from a vibe, a feeling, and it's got to come in you, and it's got to come from your belly.
Yeah.
You know, you have just got to feel it. If you're feeling that, you're onto something. If you're trying to think, well, it needs to sound a bit like this, or they are quite good, we'll try and, you know, you can't do that. You know, there's no honesty about that. And I think that's the important thing with Hand of Dimes, and what we want to do with Hand of Dimes is to just keep that sort of natural sort of flow and make sure that, right, the material we write in is right.
Yeah.
We're on it now. This is where it's at. And hopefully people will get it. People will listen to it and go, I get it. You know? And that's all we can possibly ask for, you know.
And, you know, I come at this as a fan first, and that's, you know. I remember watching Top of the Pops at 4 years old and seeing the Suite. And I went, you know what, I want to be that. And
yeah.
At four, I want a guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And for years it was, I wanted a red strap.
Yeah.
And then I wanted something else. And mum and dad, like all good mums and dads, I said, Hank Marvin, you wanted to be Hank Marvin. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
No, no.
You know,
yeah.
I'm 50 this year, so it's kind of like, you know, it can't have been the Shadows.
No, no.
And it took me till about 10 years ago to realise that every guitar that I've sort of, you know, apart from my 80s, pointy things, which I still love.
Yeah, the sharp ones.
I've got addicted to Jacksons. But
yeah.
But it's like I wanted a Firebird, and I wanted a red strap. I never really twigged why. And then I was watching some old videos of the Suite, and Andy Scott played a Firebird. And something subliminal was stuck in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's just that, and I can still say, that's what I wanted to be in a band. I wanted to
show
off.
I totally get that. Yeah.
What was it that made you want to do what you do?
Yeah, same sort of things, like, you know, when you're watching iconic bands, like, they become iconic now, haven't they? Like, when you look back and you're thinking, well, when I first saw, you know, like Paul Kossoff, you know, because I loved guitar first off, I was playing guitar, and I just wanted to be him, like, you know. He had the Gibson, he had the white Strat. You'd be hair everywhere and in front of a Marshall stack, but playing some sublime, simple blues riffs. Like it had just that rawness about it, and I just loved that. But like you say, as a kid, when you watch them, like, it's just like, well, I just want to be that. I just want to be something like that, you know.
I never wanted to be a footballer.
I just wanted
to be in a band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We remember the guitar teacher saying when we did our first sort of performance, eyes and teeth, boys, eyes and teeth.
Eyes and teeth.
Eyes and teeth.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me. And every time I see a band now, I'm kind of going, I want to see your eyes and your teeth, boys.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Do what you love. And then if you're doing it, then the crowd are going to get it. And that struck me today. It was, you know, if you're not enjoying it, don't do it.
It's got to be at the core of what you do. Like I was saying, like, you know, when you're finding yourselves, you know, when you're writing, you're putting your band together, there's got to be something at the core of that, you know. And I always have loved playing live. Mm. I'm a punter like yourself as well. And punters pay a ticket, you know, you pay a ticket to see a band. And some people would give their, you know, their right teeth to... the right arms, like, just to be on that stage, to do that. It's a privilege, you know what I mean? It is an absolute privilege to be able to do that and to do what we did today, to go and play to an audience like that. You've got to be on it and you've just got to want to love it, you know, and every second. And I always have. I've always felt that with Skin and the band. We always gave 100%, you know, to the fans, because I get it, because I know I'm one of you as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really important, you know. And today... again, it hasn't changed for me.
No.
I'm trying to push songs that I believe in, that I think you will get. Once we sing them, you will kind of get it. And hopefully by the end of the set, we'll have we'll have had a great little half hour together.
Absolutely.
40 minutes.
You could see, and, you know, with a festival like this, you know, people move around and you can see things.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm sort of wandering around doing what I do. And I'm like keeping an eye on the crowd. It's kind of, this is kind of me being on stage. I said, we've been in the pit taking photographs. I said, that's as close as I'm getting right now to being on there.
And they
said, really? I said, yeah. I said, last night, it was like being in Night Ranger. And they went, but you weren't on stage. I said, no, but Brad Gillis nearly took my eye out with his guitar at one point. And it was like, how many people can say that?
Yeah.
And they go, well, that was a bit dangerous, wasn't it? I went, it's about that.
I know, I get it.
You know, when you've had a while doing it, have you ever got to the point where you thought, I can't do this anymore?
Well, I did come to that point when the first time round with Skin, when the band sort of ended, really.
Yeah.
It came almost to a natural demise at the end. I'd had enough by then. Skin was and even when we reformed, is a very intense environment to be in. You know, the band was, you know, really highly passionate, but there was a lot of drive in the band, and it was quite intense. The whole experience was an intense experience. Mm. But we kind of thrived on it to a point, especially live and on tour.
Yeah.
That energy was essential to the band because it was that tension there. It just kept, it's like that taut tension on the top of a pond.
It
just keeps it there.